You have just tuned in to the TNI Chronicles, Life Lessons of a Single Dad and His Princes. I am Miracles One.
And I am Taya B.
And we are about to have an unscripted live conversations that might make you laugh, cry, smile, all type of emotions. But at the end of the day, we want to empower you because we want you to be in a position so you can grow and you can learn and you can just be able to be the best version of yourself for you and your child be the best version as well. So as we get ready to start this podcast, we have one thing to say.
Let's go and let's grow.
All right, people, welcome back to the TNI Chronicles, Life Lessons from a Single Dad and His Princess. I am Miracles One.
And I am Taya B.
And we are back. We're going to do something different this week. I wanted to have this conversation in real time with my daughter and her and I. We are going to talk about what do you value the most? Time versus
money.
Money, yeah. Time versus money. This is a crazy question because for those who know me, I've had some interesting career changes, and everything has really been about doing what's best for Talia, and in what matters the most to her. An interesting thing was recently I started working for a larger company, for a larger brand, and it was starting to affect my time with her. Talia, how did that feel when I wasn't able to spend the same amount of time with you that I've been spending?
It felt kind of like distant because like I saw you in the morning and at like 7 in the evening, so I barely saw you because I had school also. So it was like different than I usually got to spend time with you.
Yeah, and I would tell you, it was very shocking because, you know, I was making a decision to be in a position like typical parents do, especially single parents, to try to make more money so I can do more things, but I traded time. And like she said, I would come in, I would take her to school in the morning and then pick her up from dance like at 7:15, and then we would get home and I have to feed her. And then what else would happen, babe, after I feed you?
I have a shower and then I only have like 20 minutes with you because then I have to go to bed soon. So it's like, what do I do?
Like, what do you do? And that's the crazy thing. That's why I wanted to have this conversation with her live, because recently I had to make a hard decision. I remember a couple of Saturdays ago, I had to make a choice. And the choice was either go to work and work on Saturdays, something I never really did before, unless it was like an emergency situation or a special event, or spend time with her. And I chose to spend time with her. And what happened that weekend with us when I decided to do that, Talia? How did you feel that weekend? And the things we got to do because I didn't work.
Oh, I was happy because I got to spend time with you because it was the weekend. I didn't have school, dance, or anything. So I got to spend the whole day with you and I didn't have to like give it up for something else.
You know, and that's crazy. She said, give it up for something else. And I think what I really want to bring to the forefront today is how many times have we as parents thought that providing was just about the material stuff, was just about the gifts, when really our kids, tell you, what do you think you want more? Do you want more things or more time from your parents? What do you want as a child? What do you value the most? Time or things? It's your opinion. The most.
Most?
Mm-hmm.
Darn, but I would think,
drum roll.
It's hard because I have some reasons why.
Talk about it.
So the thing is,
give us the pros and cons of both. Give us time and give us money. Go.
So the pros of things.
Okay.
I would say is like I could buy my family or you, for example, stuff with the money. And you, it would be happy. I could buy you something small and you would be happy. But there's also, when I go to buy the stuff, I can't spend time with you because I'm not with you that time because I go buy you the thing that I can make you happy. And the thing with time is I get to spend time with you, and but the cons with that is, wait, cons is bad.
Cons is negative. Negative.
There's nothing negative. So I think I'll pick time.
Okay, so there's no cons with time, right? Because and I think it's funny. She kind of gave it from the perspective of if it was her who had the money and time. Where with me, I guess I was more asking a question with her. How does it feel on her end when a parent chooses money and a parent chooses time? But I'm gonna follow her lead. So for me, when I look at pros and cons, with money, yes, it allows you to be able to do more things, buy more things, go more places, but you're trading something you can never get back because you can make more money. Right, babe?
Yes.
But you can't create more time. Time is the most expensive commodity that's out there, but you can't buy more of. But we trade it all the time, literally trade it all the time, to try to make more money. And I think it's important.
Sorry.
All right, excuse me. Hey, it's live, baby. It's live. I think it's more important for us to find that fine balance of time and money. And if you're in a career where you have to trade out time for money, you have to ask yourself some hard questions about that career. Should I be dialing back? And maybe that's God's way, whatever you believe in, I'm trying to tell you, start thinking about doing something entrepreneurial so you can make extra money so you don't have to trade time and you control your time. Right? What do you think about that, Talia?
I think that was a good reason, Nicole. Reasonable reason.
Yeah. A good reasonable reason. Yeah. You know, you have to be able to think about those type of things. Think about, as a matter of fact, I remember talking to this millionaire one time, and actually I heard a president say the same thing. And they said, you would never regret, you know, missing that one more meeting, missing that big business deal you could have got through, missing that event. But you really regret the time you didn't spend with those you love because you can never get that back. What do you think about that, Talia? That's powerful, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, very.
Why is it powerful to you? What is that?
Because it makes me think a lot about what you just said.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think about it?
That you never know when you're going to run out of time, so you should always do what you want to before, you know, when.
You run out, right?
Yeah.
You have to make the most of the time you have, right? Yeah. Make the most of the time you have. You know, I know we usually have these segments where we have a break, but I said today, I just wanted to just have an ongoing conversation so I can hear how she feels. Now, do you have friends at school who ever talk about they wish they spent more time with their parents? And if you don't, that's fine. But I just wonder, do you ever hear anything like that when you're talking to your friends? If not, it's okay.
I don't remember.
You remember?
Yeah.
Y'all talk about a lot of stuff, right?
Yes, we do.
Mm. What do y'all talk about when y'all talk about y'all parents? Like, when y'all talk about y'all parents, y'all talk more about the things y'all parents do for you or the things y'all get to do with them?
Well, I talk about the things I get to do with them, and my friends do too.
Okay. So that says a lot right there, because people usually talk about, especially kids, they talk about the things that matter the most to them. So if you guys are talking about the things y'all get to do with them, what do you think y'all talking about? Y'all talking about time or money?
Time.
Y'all talking about time. Now here's the crazy thing, though. So as I'm looking at y'all, you know, I'm thinking about, yes, they're talking about time, but some of the things they have to do with time, it costs what?
Money.
Money, yeah. So you see, it's a very fine balance. And I think for us as parents, we have to start having those conversations with our kids. Sometimes say, look, you know, what do you want to do? And sometimes believe it or not, it's crazy. It's a lot of things you can do that don't cost money. And it's some things, of course, you know, you're going to amusement park, you're going to the movies, you're going to water park, whatever. Those things cost money. But then you have some public water parks that are nice that cost very little money. You have regular parks. You have walks on, you go to the beach, depending where you live at. You can go to the, you know, to the forest and the woods if you live in an area where it's wooded areas where it has nature trails. But it's all type of things you can do with time that doesn't cost money. But it's not saying to not never do things that cost money, but it really comes down to us having those conversations with our kids on how do we balance out. Like Talia, if you was a parent, what type of conversation? Let's just say, let's push it. So I'm you. Right?
You're a kid.
I'm a kid. Yeah, I'm a kid. And you want to talk to me about time and money and what's important. So you get to be the parent. So I got to be the kid. Go. It's role play. We live in this too. So you want to talk to me about making, about what we need, what we should do for fun and what should be important. How would you have that conversation if it was you?
So if we want to spend time with my kids, mm-hmm. and if I didn't have time with my kids, I would, to not spend money, I would play maybe a game on the TV with them, or we could draw together.
Okay.
And to things with money, because what I just said was spending time with them too. So the things with money, I would say like going to the movies. Because you watch a movie together that's spending time with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You could go get ice cream.
Okay.
Get snow cones.
Snow cones. We're going late on the day, better
fact. Yeah. You could go to the park, watch them play, take videos of them. So it's like, there's some stuff that you could spend time with them and play and spend money, but some without spending money and spending time with them.
Yeah.
Your kids and stuff, yeah.
And I think it's so important we hear from a kid's perspective, because sometimes as adults, we're sitting there, we're thinking so hard, what can we do with our child? And our child's like, I just want to spend time with you. We make it hard for us. We stress ourselves out. We stress ourselves out when we're budgeting because, you know, we have bills, especially single parents, you know, when you're taking on that load by yourself and, you know, you're making ends meet and you want to make sure your child has the best living situation, living environment, the best, you know, best clothes and everything's taken care of. And sometimes when you're budgeting, you're trying to figure out what can I do with my child? And the child's really, like Talia said, they want the simple things. And like, you know, she said games in front of the TV, but even board game, card games, you know, hide and go seek if you got a house big enough, or just, it's just the small things that we can do with our kids. Everything doesn't require money. And the sad thing is, I think a lot of times I feel really sad. I don't know if Talia, you ever heard the term latchkey kids?
No.
So a latchkey child is a kid who, parents, they basically old enough to where they can come home and unlock the door themselves, but their parents are always working and never spend no quality time with them. So they have a lot of stuff, but they don't get their parents' time. And I think we get so driven as parents, we're so focused on making more money, and we're not making more time. We're not making more time for our loved ones, we're not making more time for our kids. And it sounds like to me, and tell you can correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like y'all value time more, don't you?
Yeah.
And I think we try to value money because we think that's what they need. And we have to find a balance. And I think the key to a healthy family environment, a healthy relationship with your kids, is to teach them balance. Right, Talia? Yeah.
So, for example, one day, me and my dad, we went to a theme park. And it was cheap. It was like $9. And I wanted to go play there.
It was a bounce park, fun, yes. Park, not theme park. You know, theme parks are more expensive.
Yeah.
But yeah, sort of like it was an adventure park, yes.
Yes, adventure park. And I was jumping. And then I was like, I don't want to jump anymore because I was getting tired. So then we were only there for like 30 to 45 minutes.
Right.
So then I was like, oh, I'm sorry you spent all that money and I didn't even get to play a lot. And then he was like, my dad said, oh, it's okay because I got to see you smile and that made me happy. So I was like, oh, thank you. So yeah, that was an example of like time and happiness and spending time with your parents and loved ones.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting to use that as an example because, you know, like I told her, it was only $9. It really wasn't that expensive, but we spent money and she felt bad that we were wasted. But then afterwards, she was like, the funny thing is I had offered her, I gave her a choice between going to the adventure park and going to where? The regular park, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she's like, oh, no, I want to go to the adventure park. I want to jump. So we get there. We pay for it. And then, sorry, she got fighting another cold.
Sorry.
And we get there, and she decides that she wants to leave. And guess where she ends up going?
the regular park.
And then she stayed at the regular park longer than we stayed at the adventure park, right?
Yes, it was like we stayed there for like an hour, right?
Yeah, about an hour and 15 minutes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And that was crazy. Then she met a new little friend. So, and the thing is, it didn't cost nothing. It cost me time. And I think sometimes as parents, we are so anal about, oh, I got things to do. I got this to do. And, you know, really at the end of the day, you're talking about extra 30, 45 minutes of your time that's going to give your child memories that last a lifetime. And you memories. Because these kids, they're going to grow up. They're going to go to college. And then all this time that you had to spend with them doing the things that they wanted to do, you let it go by. And then they're grown. And then you're sitting home going like, wow, I wish I would have done this when, you know, for me, when Natalia was younger, when Autumn was younger, you know. So that's a good point. That's pretty good, girl. That was pretty good. So I think, you know, as we get ready to close this episode, because we didn't have a break, I just said we was going to talk. In some episodes, I think when we do Talia's questions, we do, and Tuesday, when we do T and I questions, where she gets to ask me random questions about a subject, and I don't know what they are, the question's going to be about, we have a segment break because we have two different, we have a split. But when we just having conversations, we do like this. You like this better?
Yes, very much.
And then we'll face each other, so we literally like having a regular conversation. She has her mic, I have mine, we're across the table from each other. And it allows us to make eye contact and have real dialogue so y'all can hear. This is our first time having a conversation about this, right?
Yeah, it is actually, because when we were next to each other, it was kind of different because all you were looking at was like a wall. And I couldn't look at you and see your expressions about stuff. Because when I looked at you and I wanted to talk to see your, like...
Reaction.
I couldn't do that because then you guys could not hear me from the mic. So now it's better because you guys can still hear me and I can see him.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is good. This is good. So this is what it's going to be going forward. We're going to pick a subject matter and we're going to talk. We're going to discuss it and discuss things that real life parents, real life kids deal with and things need to be discussed, whatever God puts in my heart. And I'm hoping you guys learn something for this, that you value balance. It's not so much about what's more important to you. It's really what's more important to your child. And then you figure out how to make that work and you still be able to be the adult you need to be. Because everything we teach them and show them, we're showing them how to be a better what parent, right?
Yes.
And then so they can be better parents than we ever were, ever are to them, because they're learning from us. And we have these open dialogues and conversations. Does this type of conversation help when we have this like this, Alia?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, you know, because when we were sitting side by side, she would answer a question and she would just shake her head. And I was like, you got to say something. We're here because she's looking at me like I can like mouth talk and she didn't know to say something. So just shake her head as if you guys can actually see her. You know, maybe one day down the road, we have video podcast. Right now, it's audio for a reason, like to protect the innocent. So like we always say, you know, we appreciate you guys. It's been an awesome episode. You know, I usually do the closing, so I'm gonna let Talia, you want to talk more as we get ready to close? You want to thank people? You want to say? She's giving me a blank look right now. So while she's thinking, I'm gonna close, and then I let her ask if she wants to. She put her hand up, so I know. So you know, thank you guys. Like we always say, thank you for the big ass for sharing, supporting us. Support us through sharing reviews, subscribe. You know, to the TNI Chronicles. You know, life lessons from a single dad and his princes and life stories and stuff. So, and you know, if you're going to go through it, you might as well grow through it. And anything else you want to add, baby?
Nothing I can think of.
Nothing she can think of, because she already added. She added all that content you guys got to listen to for the last, you know, almost 20 minutes. So we appreciate you guys. We love you guys.
Love you.
Love you. Okay. We'll see you guys next week. I am Miracles One and... And we see you guys next week. Well, not next week, in 2 weeks. Same place, same time, same channel. Love you guys to life. Later.